Back on Chicago's Afternoon News, I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. All right, there was a story earlier today. A single dose of Pfizer or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is 80% effective. Those are the ones you need two doses of, but after just one dose, you're 80% covered, which I think is more than the single dose Johnson & Johnson. I'm not going to pretend to know. Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwest Medicine is on the phone line. Dr. Murphy, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So let's just start with that. Are the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines after one dose more effective than the Johnson & Johnson after one?
Well, it really depends on all the endpoints that you measure. So what they're talking about is 80% protection from getting a symptomatic COVID infection.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about hospitalization. They're not talking about mortality, ICU admission, you know, how sick a patient gets. And so it's a little bit unfair to say that it's actually better than the other vaccines. If the other vaccines keep everybody out of the hospital and nobody dies, what's the difference?
Right.
We got to take that into consideration when we look at the data.
So is one dose okay for Pfizer or Moderna, or why is it not?
Well, optimally, I mean, you can go up to 90-95% if you take both. So it's better. And typically with vaccines, now the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is maybe an exception. But with most vaccines, a booster dose really sends it through the ceiling in terms of protection. That's why they call it a booster. And you get a better effect with the booster. So why not do the best? I think, especially with all the variants floating around in the world these days, it's best to have the optimal coverage.
Are those variants, should they be a concern? I mean, I know they should be a concern to science, but could they overrun the vaccine program?
Yeah, they could. We're already seeing people coming in with a second dose, a second case of COVID. 2 or 3 months after the first time they had it. This is just very unusual and most likely is due to the variants that are out there. Now, the patients don't do that badly. In other words, they tend to handle the infection okay, but they are getting infected again. So, you know, we have to really watch carefully.
Have we seen many cases of post-vaccine COVID-19?
Yes. Matter of fact, I saw six today.
Six.
I heard about six. Uh-huh. Remember, the vaccine is
90-95%
effective.
Yeah, right.
You give it to a million people, that's enough a lot of people that are going to break through. So, but you look at the percentage, it's really good.
You know, I was thinking of when we're going to get together to talk here, because, you know, what most of us want is just to be told it's going to be okay. We want optimism. And so we ride these sort of waves, and there's been this great, you know, optimistic wave with the vaccines coming out. You know, Mondays are usually low when it comes to reporting cases, but only five people died in Illinois over the past 24 hours. Now, of course, we're thinking of each of those five and their families, but five is such a great low number. And then the director of the CDC talks about her concern of impending doom. And that just doesn't fit with my wave of optimism. What did you make of her comment?
Well, I mean, also look at what happened in the United Kingdom, starting with the mortality rate. They had no deaths for the last couple of days, you know, and they had their infection rate was completely out of control. And that's because they've given out so much vaccine. And that's because you do get this 80% protection, you know, after the first dose. So that's incredible. You know, okay, you get COVID, but if you don't end up in the hospital, basically, so what?
Right.
If you can make this thing a mild disease that improves your immunity, increases overall herd immunity, that's good. And that's basically going to be the name of the game.
All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Ann has called. Ann, welcome to WGN.
Hi. Hi, Steve. Hi, Dr. Murphy. Thanks so much for taking time to answer our questions today. I received the first dose of the Moderna vaccine approximately 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And late last week, I developed a horrible rash that I've since found out is called COVID arm, and it seems to be more common with the Moderna vaccine. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about getting the second dose. What are your recommendations?
Well, first of all, I would wait until that rash is completely gone.
Mm-hmm. It's starting to go away, but it's taking a while.
Yeah, and yeah, this is a new side effect that they just started noticing a couple months ago as the Moderna vaccine got out there. They didn't see very much of it in the clinical trials, but those trials, you know, only had 30,000 patients, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you give it to millions of people and, you know, you start seeing all this other stuff. But I would definitely wait until that rash is completely gone.
Okay.
And, you know, we haven't heard of anybody having a weird, you know, reaction the second time around, but you know, you need to, once that's gone, even if you have to postpone you know, a couple weeks, that's okay. You know, and then just keep your ears to the radio and television and newspapers and see if anything else has come of that. Also, when you go in for your second vaccine after the rash is gone, you know, you tell the person who's giving you the next dose exactly what happened, and you know they're going to be very.
I actually did call Moderna, and
yeah,
the pharmacist there was not allowed to offer any recommendations, unfortunately.
Well, that's very helpful, huh?
yeah, that's what I thought.
Someone call the trial attorney's doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is unfortunately the way these pharmaceutical companies act. But, you know, I'm an independent person. I don't work for any pharmaceutical company. I'm not a consultant to any of them. And I could just tell you, you know, okay, the rash is a little disturbing. But, you know, a rash is not going to really hurt you that badly. And, you know, it's more of a nuisance than anything else. And you want to have all the protection you can from that vaccine.
And I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Talking to Dr. Bye. Robert Murphy from Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, we had a text. My question is, my college son was vaccinated. Because of his job, he was able to get it. Had got one dose of Pfizer about 3 weeks ago. With the new info about their efficacy, is it relatively safe for him to stay overnight with us this weekend? His dad is vaccinated, but not me, his mother, or teenage sister.
Okay, so does it say the age of the
kid? It does not.
Probably 18.
No. Yeah.
He's in college. Okay,
right.
So okay, you've got 80% protection here to get COVID. I think really, I mean, optimally, you're supposed to wait for the second dose, wait 2 weeks after that. But let's be practical here. You know, I think if they just use a little common sense and he goes home, maybe stays, do a little social distancing. And, you know, wear a mask if they have to get really close, you know, but I think it's pretty safe to be together.
Another texter said that they had gotten the Moderna a few weeks ago and they're scheduling the second. They said, what are the odds of me getting the Moderna again? But if you get one for the first one, you're always going to get the same for the second one, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. The policy in the United States is to stick with the first one that you got and not flip around. Now, in the United Kingdom, because they were having such a crisis, they were giving just whatever vaccine they had available on the second dose. That's the only country that's ever done that.
Okay, so here's another weird question then. I was reading a sentence in Science that I didn't understand, but is the second dose identical to the first?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Absolutely identical, same company, same everything.
Mm-hmm. Do any meds or vitamins have an effect on the shot?
No.
So you're good there. Okay.
Stay away from non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or any kind of steroids.
My daughter's doctor told her because she's a 20-ish female who might want to have children in the future, she should hold off on the vaccine until studies are done on people trying to get pregnant after the vaccine. What do you think of that?
Unnecessary.
Okay.
The vaccine itself is gone from the body in about 2 days, and the rest is just your immunologic reaction. There has been no problems associated with pregnancy. Now, granted, they didn't study it in pregnancy, but a lot of people have they got pregnant after the first dose of the vaccine and whatsoever.
Accidents happen, doctor.
Accidents happen, especially when you give this vaccine to millions of people.
Right.
But there hasn't been any significant problems. And this is true for many vaccines, including the flu shot.
Hey, I got one more quick one for you. I forgot to ask. So have we learned now, I think I learned that after you get the vaccine that you are less likely to shed the virus. And if that's the case, do you foresee maybe vaccinated people dropping their masks earlier?
Well, you know, it depends. Okay, there's a couple things going on.
Sure.
Yes, asymptomatic spread is less after you have a vaccine. So that's good. That means you're not shedding the virus as much, very little, if at all. But, you know, because there's so much COVID in the population, when you go out in public, you still need to wear a mask. Because who knows if you're going to bump into one of the variants or something like that and still get sick. So this is going to change as more and more people get vaccinated. And we've already started to see, you know, a cruise line, for example, was scheduling a cruise, vaccinated people only.
Right.
You know, the airlines are already thinking about it and are developing COVID vaccine passes. The Europeans have already set up Common Pass by a Swiss company to, you know, identify people who've had the vaccine. It's going to be much easier to travel, especially internationally, and it's going to happen in event venues as well.
Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern Medicine, always a great help. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, have a good night.
We'll talk again soon. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.